jazz, man.
Where's the music,
gosh,
Wendy?
Golly sakes.
Boom, 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 boom. Where's the music?
Here it is.
People tune in to hear the music.
All right, here it is. Here we go.
That's better.
Jasmine's just in here talking to us like we don't have a show to
right.
do. I hit the post, by the way. Did you hear that?
I think after the way it started hitting the post, didn't matter anymore.
Tuesday. Right? It's Tuesday?
Yeah.
I'm all confused.
Pleasant.
Jasmine, are you back in action?
I'm back in action.
Here's what I've noticed. At least
that
two-thirds
none of us
of the
pay
time,
attention.
When you do the day, you're very tentative. You don't know what day it is. It might be Tuesday. It might not be.
I got to tell you, all
you're always
I know,
off on the day. You're not off, but you're second-guessing yourself.
I want every day to be Friday.
Just say Friday every day, then.
Let
people second-guess themselves.
All right.
Wasn't it Friday yesterday? Now it's Friday again? What happened? Why so many Fridays?
If we only worked four work days, people, what did they say? People over 40 would fare better working 3 days a
yeah.
week.
So let's do 2 days a week.
Can't we just do a longer show for less amount of days?
No. No one wants that. It's too much. As it is, it's too much. It's way too much already. Hey, do you know what the biggest fashion trend is on the runways at the Milan Fashion Week, Wendy? Or of course you do, but pretend that you don't. You know it's Fashion Week in Milan. You know that. That's what everyone's talking. Everywhere you go, that's what people are talking about. What a crazy Fashion Week this has been in Milan.
Who?
Everywhere.
I mean, I know we're
everywhere
not.
Everywhere I go.
Fashionistas.
I'm a fashionista.
You shop at TJ Maxx?
Yeah,
because that's what their tagline is,
right.
Fashionistas. Who even
pays
attention?
But it's all the small talk around the office. Everyone's showing each other different designs from Fashion Week.
I don't understand these fashion shows because you see these models walk down the runway with like a flower pot hat on.
Yeah.
Who
buys that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, yes, that's a trend that's going on, but who, everyday people-wise, who wears that?
Right. Oh, you bring up a good point. No one does.
But
number one, you can't afford it.
Yeah.
Number two, depending on what you do and where you go in your everyday life, you're not going to those kind of soirees where you'd be wearing the flower pot top that you just described.
It works for Devo, but, things come back.
That's a long time ago.
All right.
Were they not men?
No, they are.
They were Devo.
All right, so what's the fashion trend now in Milan?
The big fashion trend in Milan, Wendy, for the Milan Fashion Week. I can't believe the Fashion Week's almost half over already, but it is. It's women with three breasts. The biggest fashion trend.
What?
Prosthetics. Not actually. Most women do not have three, but through the miracle of prosthetics, you wear an outfit that makes it look like, because you have a third one, a prosthetic one, that you have three. It's a conversation starter. That's what
that it is, but why? So you don't have... I thought people like cleavage. With the third one...
Well, this is more cleavage.
Oh, double the cleavage?
You get twice the cleavage.
But no middle cleavage. Two middles.
You get two... Yeah. Left middle, right middle. Yeah.
I want to play Twister with that person.
I don't know. I think they'd have an unfair advantage. I do. An Italian streetwear line called God Can't Destroy Streetwear, also known as GCDS, is putting on a show to remember this all during Fashion Week in Milan. This happened on Saturday. Giuliano Calza, the co-founder and creative director of GCDS, sent models down the runway with three breasts, all of them apparently prosthetic.
No, really?
Yeah.
I almost just swore.
The cropped neon GCDS shirts with black hands barely covered the model's assets. Calza wanted the show to reflect topics like the future of the environment and pollution, among other matters.
Like Blinky the Fish in the
Simpsons.
Yeah, the
three-eyed fish. Right.
Because of what's happening in the environment, women are going to start growing a middle breast.
Well, they're alluding to that. I don't think that's going to happen soon.
I don't think
that's going to happen anytime soon, Wendy. Calza also said he sent the models down the runway wearing the breasts for very personal reasons. 2 years ago, my mom had breast cancer, and it was such a wake-up call as to what the future is going to be about. So I put all my strength into offering an imaginary world where I could express myself, he said.
Well, I'd find a different way to express yourself. Make a boob hat.
Oh, I have.
I wasn't telling you to do that.
You were just saying in general?
Yeah, like maybe you should make a boob hat or...
Yeah.
These pictures are disturbing.
Because we're not used to seeing your three-breasted women. Three breasts is not only a Total Recall homage, but also a political statement in a moment where culture and art need more feeding than ever. Three breasts might be useful. Well, you can't argue with that. It would. There are times where that would come in handy.
Where?
When you're feeding. Let's say you have triplets. You can't say to one of the triplets, you, sir, get nothing.
If one of them's prosthetic, you can't breastfeed from that.
No, but they're prosthetic now for the sake of the show in Milan, but he's saying that someday, the way things are going, this may be a thing.
Bras will look very different.
Oh, they'd be the ones out today would be obsolete. You'd have to start from scratch.
And then, you know, how some people don't develop as much as others?
Yeah.
We all can't be Dolly Parton.
Right.
I would feel inadequate only having two.
I think you'd be grandfathered in. I think people would see
you. I would be a grandmother.
You'd be grandmothered in. I think people would see you and then she'd go,
I'm a girl.
Well, James Spader only has two breasts. What's going on with James Spader? And then somebody would explain, that's not James Spader. It's Wendy. She doesn't have makeup on because she's too distraught. She can't even leave her house anymore because everyone else has three. She only got two. Well, but she's from another era. She's from an age when two was the standard, but now... Three is the way to be. That's what people would say.
That's the tagline?
That's what people would say in the future, yeah.
Three is the way to be.
Right.
You're a weirdo.
I just copyrighted the phrase Three's Company. That's my bra company, Three's Company, and that's for the future. It's not today. You can't go. There's nobody selling my stuff yet, but in the future, Three's Company.
Suzanne Somers is going to get behind it?
Yeah, at that age, she'd be the perfect model. Should be 106 when this gets going. It is very disconcerting, though, to see the pictures of the runway models. Because normally, when I see the runway models, I'm already tense. Because they're very otherworldly. They're very zombie-like.
They are very Ziggy Stardust, aren't they?
Yeah.
For the most part?
They all have that weird kind of gaze on their face.
Yeah, like not smiling.
It's not reality. I'm not happy. I'm not unhappy. I'm just walking.
I'm just a canvas for the new clothes.
That's the right way to say it.
Are they going to make three butt cheeks now?
Oh, no. That would not...
Boy, I liked watching you just process that.
I thought about it, and then I thought...
No.
That would be...
Sitting would be more comfortable.
Yes, but...
but...
One T. but... the practicality of that doesn't work.
How is it practical to have three breasts but not three butt cheeks?
Because if you had three butt cheeks, do the math on this.
Yeah?
You would have two areas of refuse. And that's too many.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That can't, you're...
Boy, only you would think of that.
I'm an engineer, Wendy. I'm an engineer.
But one of them's prosthetic, so...
Well, but they're only prosthetic now because they're the future. Look what the future is going to be like. Ooh. So they're prosthetic now, but their goal is to wake us up and say, imagine a world in the future where this is standard.
If you don't stop using hairspray, this is what it's going to come to.
This is what, do you want women with three breasts? To which a lot of guys went, yeah, all right, for a little while, yeah. We'll see how that works out. That's your standard guy answer. I don't see anything wrong with that. Sure.
Well, give it a whirl.
But is it, you know, we mentioned this about a week or so ago when we were talking about the world of animals, is that with most things on your body, you have an even number.
Right.
I mean, there are things you just have one of. But there's very few
surgical
things you'd have.
Reasons or problems. Like, I mean, like, you know.
You only have one nose.
Okay, yes.
You only have one mouth. You only have one primary sex organ, right? You only have one navel. So there's a bunch of things you have one of, and there's a lot of things you have two of, but there's not too many things you have three or five or seven or nine of.
Right.
Right?
It's symmetrical.
It's everything's symmetrical.
And, you know, two eyes. Eyes are very important. You have two in case you lose one.
Yeah. Oh, where did I put my eye? I had one. Where is it? It's gone.
I'm talking accident or injury.
Yeah, I guess. Is that why you have two?
A backup.
I think for depth perception also.
Well, yeah, that helps.
Yeah. Yeah. Two nostrils. Right? My dad had a friend who didn't have a belly button.
What?
My dad had a friend.
Well, I heard you, but what did...
They were in the army together, and they didn't. His friend didn't have a navel. His name was Naval Bert.
Because he was in the army, not the navy.
Right. They wouldn't let him into the navy without a navel. That's what he signed up for that. And they go, "Show me your navel. I don't have one. You in the army line."
How could they not? How could he not have one? Did they
figure that
put
out?
Spackle in it and smooth
no.
it out? Oh. How did he not have one? He must have had some injury, and
they covered it up.
Yeah.
They sewed it up.
Because everyone, that's where your umbilical cord, unless he was an alien.
No, he was not an alien. They called him No Naval Bert. Isn't that cool?
They did not.
They did. I don't know how he couldn't have one, but my dad insisted, like, he told people he didn't have one, and they're like, well, yes, you do. Everybody had one. And then, you know, during Mardi Gras, he flashed everybody, and they went, hey, Bert, no naval. Isn't that something?
Your dad told tall tales.
He did, but this one, he stuck to this one. He wouldn't back down on this one. I never got to meet No Naval Bert. I wish I did. He was a great man, a good American. He fought for our country despite not having a navel. That's crazy. I would think that would get you out of the services. Because he'd say, what if we all go to a jacuzzi? The fellows will make fun of me. I can't go. I can't be in your army. That would be, I would have that excuse lined up day one. You're shipping out. You're in the army now. Oh, no, I'm not. Look at this. No naval. I'm out.
I Google searched, which, by the way, if management ever checks my Google searches, I'm in big trouble.
They're in for a shock.
Yeah. This, how can a man not have a navel, is what I...
That's a good book title. I would buy that day one.
Well, the first thing that pops up is Navy Men for Dating. Safe and interactive experience, militarycupid.com. Genuine military men. Men in Uniform Gallery.
Oh.
I'm going to check that out. But I don't know how...
How could a guy survive in the world without one? Or a woman? How could anyone not have one? Because you're right. That's how you got one, was the cord.
The umbilical cord.
The big cord. Maybe he did. Even as a kid, I would question that. But, you know, your dad tells you something. He's not going to lie to you, right?
Your dad lied to you many times, tell you right
but
now.
But he would have nothing to gain in this particular lie. There's some lies where you go, oh, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to steal my pot of gold. But not this time.
This is an insignificant lie.
Right. He's got nothing to gain from lying about his friend in the army not having a navel. That's crazy.
All right. Well, the only way you cannot have one is if you
seal it up.
Wait a minute. Strange but true. Baby's born with no belly button.
Ah. Do they mention Bert? Is Bert mentioned in this story?
This is from babycenter.com. Belly buttons may be cute and some are even bling-worthy, but they don't serve much of a purpose.
I thought that word went away, and there it is again.
Yeah, I didn't
bling.
Recall it.
I thought it was gone.
Published. I don't have a date on this right now. Hmm. August 2016. So
that's recent, fairly recent.
No, 2 years ago.
That's still recent enough.
Many people who are living... happy navel-less lives.
Yeah.
The
many
culprits,
people, it says?
Yeah, the culprits are two types of hernias or holes that can be present in the abdominal wall.
A quick timeout?
Birth.
My dad at some point mentioned it was hernia related, but I didn't
know then.
How it could. But having a hernia doesn't mean you wouldn't have a navel, does it?
Well, yeah, because if they have to get in there, then when they stitch you up, I mean, unless for cosmetic reasons. Why
like
would
an
they?
Abandoned mine. Like for this, you know how they'll have a coal mine and they'll go, this mine is too dangerous, we must seal it up. I bet Bert had the same.
Well,
similar...
it's not that his navel was dangerous, but it's...
I don't know.
It's babies with this, there are two types of hernias that can be present in the abdominal wall at birth.
Mm-hmm.
Gastrocnemius.
Yeah.
And oomph.
Oompa, loompa, doopity, doo.
Ompa Lo Chele. I don't know what that is.
Oh, I've ordered that before. It's too spicy.
It's a slight indentation, but this kid was born with gastro...
Yeah.
Sakisis.
Oh, I thought you dozed off.
No. Babies with this condition have a hole in their abdominal wall on one side of the umbilical cord.
Oh.
At birth, the intestines protrude through this hole.
Ooh. That's
so
pretty.
Then it's fully corrected with surgery, but the belly button itself was a goner then.
That's it. That's the price you pay. You're
right.
Cured, but now you don't have a belly button. I would imagine that's fine, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
You'd be fine.
The remnant of something. It's not important.
Right. It doesn't have any use. So who needs it?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I wouldn't get mine removed.
No, not purposely, but... For matters of health, like if they say, look, you got this hernia problem, we can fix it. The downside is you will be without a navel. You go, yeah, fix it then. I hardly use my navel for anything.
Jello shots once in a while at college, but
right.
Other
That's
than that.
That's it. That's it.
All right.
The navel's as far as I'm concerned, it's overrated. I don't mean the Navy for anybody listening. I don't want any angry hate mail from the Navy.
No, you won't get it. All right, well, that's all we know.
So we have learned that it's possible to live a happy, normal life navel-less. You don't need one. I'm surprised they still have them.
Well, everyone is born with them,
right.
Unless there's this incident.
From now on, I say seal them up. Get rid of them. We don't need them anymore.
Belly button spackle.
Yes. At CVS.
Go
into CVS today and ask what that is. I need a 3-pound bag of navel spackle. For my belly button, I need to seal it up. Just see what kind of reaction you get.
Please, listeners, don't listen to Bill. As I tell a lot of guests
great.
Who come in here, you say something goofy and they look at you. And I'm like, don't ever. Why do you believe him?
I don't know.
Violetta still falls prey
every day,
to that.
Nearly every day.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. We'll take a quick break and then we'll get you some news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.
All right. Judy Pilak is here.
Can I ask Judy a quick question before the news? Because I know you can't stay. There's a lot going on in the newsroom.
I hope I have the answer you need.
Do you think it's possible for a guy to walk around without a navel? No belly button?
Yes.
Yep. Told you.
I would say he's probably not human, but
no,
yes.
He is human. He represented our country in the Army.
That's how we thought, and we found out that as a baby...
No. Nobody you know. A guy named Bert.
Oh.
No navel Bert.
His dad's friend.
Yeah.
How does he have no navel?
Just didn't have one. Just didn't get one.
Hernia surgery.
Yeah.
And they don't take the time to reconstruct it because you really don't need it for anything.
Right. Yep. All right.
See, that's what Bill Luft does. He wows people. He brought this up earlier, and he wowed me, and then we found out how it could happen because I said,
yes.
All humans have
Although,
a belly button.
I'm sorry, that story is not as good as the story you had on earlier.
Which one is
with
this?
With the Goodwill people.
Oh,
I know. Did you hear?
And I'm so glad you asked, or they finally said, because I thought the same thing. What, you gave it away?
Yeah.
Why were you so shocked? But no, it went missing.
It went missing, and then it magically reappeared.
Did your mom give away your toys as kids?
I would have had her put in jail.
Because Jim lucked out, too. She just, for some reason, saved the Star Wars toys.
Yeah.
And they were in the crawl space. And then after attending your Christmas party where Jim saw your toy room for the first time, he went to his mom's the next day and said, Mom, all that stuff that you threw in the crawl space, is it still there? Please, please, please say yes. And she said, well, Jimmy, yes.
Yeah.
So he went in, dug it out, and so began our
hero.
Star Wars room.
She's
My parents said
hero.
Nothing.
Doesn't that hurt your feelings?
Yes. Yes.
Nothing.
Nothing. I have nothing from my childhood.
We have everything.
I know. I mean, we moved. Whatever. I guess my parents got divorced and then we moved. But it's like, one thing, please? Anything?
And they didn't.
Nope.
That's crazy.
So I save stuff of my kids.
I save too much.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more selective. But just stuffed animals, some things that meant a lot to them. I just went through a bin the other day and I had all the medals from... They're not even medals, but just that you get just for playing soccer and
participation
trophies.
But I'm thinking, I saved all these. I'm going to keep saving them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
at
that point.
A big pile of them, yeah.
The first time we had our garage sale, we had a bunch of Michael. Dylan was a baby, but Michael was old enough to know his stuff. And when I would run inside to do something, he would take all his stuff and bring it back in the house because he just couldn't part with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't sit on a rocking horse anymore. No, but it's mine. And it was my first one. So he's going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's the problem is space.
You know.
If I had space, I would have saved the, talk about a rocking horse. You know, the thing you jump on, the horse?
Yeah.
And I loved those as a kid.
With the springs,
and I got my kids one, and then I gave it. But you know, at least I gave it to my neighbor. I mean, someone else, and hopefully they just.
We got our kids. Recent Kylie had these little cars. Now, keep in mind, at the time they were four, so a four-year-old fit perfectly on this little car. It doesn't have any pedals, but in the handle, you like move it back and forth and back and forth, and that creates some kind of friction in the tires.
Right.
And when you took it outside, you could go pretty fast on it, but they would just ride it around the basement. They were real little. They would just ride it in an oval. And that's like the only thing that every once in a while I go, because they take up a lot of space, too.
Yeah.
You know? And they go, I can't get rid of the cars.
Oh, you still have them?
Yeah. I think they want to give them
to their own kids
at some point.
But that's great.
Yeah.
But everything else.
I saved the crib. I have my...
Oh, wow. The crib. Wow.
Because I thought if we're grandparents, I'll probably be dead before they have kids.
There's a thought.
I saved the pack and play. It's all up in the attic.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, after three, everything I had was done.
Really?
Well, yeah. I think
two was even pushing it.
Right? Yeah. By the third, it's okay.
Yeah.
Plus giving it, letting people, we would give stuff. Actually, now that I think about it, we had a cradle to begin with, and it went all through the family.
I like that.
It was, and someone's dad had made it. It was so beautiful.
Oh, nice.
A rock. Oh, my God, it was gorgeous. So we all used that. But of course, that thing was probably 80 years old, so it stands up.
Oh.
The stuff now, doesn't last as long as it
used. That's sad.
Yeah.
I wish you were staying, because we're going to do fun things.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I can stay for a little bit.
Maybe the most funnest thing ever.
I can stay for 5 minutes. What do you do? The funnest thing first.
What if it isn't fun? Will you leave early?
Yeah, well, you'll know. I'll just leave.
All right.
I won't even say a word.
Today, Judy, as you know, is National One-Hit Wonder Day, the day that we music fans get to celebrate all the bands who only somehow were managing one hit.
Is One Tin Soldier on there?
I don't even know who the band is.
That was
Dolores Taylor, I believe.
Oh, I don't know right? that. No,
you don't think
Dolores
so.
Dolores Taylor.
Yeah.
It was a hit for sure.
I think she sung it in the movie Billy Jack.
Yep.
Right.
I never heard.
Absolutely, that was the Billy Jack music. Yep.
Yeah, but I didn't. I don't recall that woman's name.
No? How could that not be a one-hit wonder?
Well, there are.
Coven.
Oh, that was the band, right?
Yeah.
Right. But I think the woman who sang it in the movie Billy Jack was Dolores Taylor, I think.
Oh, I know that.
If I'm right. If I'm wrong, then I must pay the price.
Is this the funniest segment?
Who'd
you think it was?
Dolores Taylor.
All right.
Does that sound right?
Let me look, because I
put it through the Google. The Google will
know. The Googler.
Google is very discerning. Put another quarter in.
Dolores Taylor, wife and Billy Jack partner of Tom Laughlin, dies.
Oh.
I don't know if she's.
See, I told you this would be fun, Judy.
Wait, but was she married to Billy Jack?
In real life, yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know. She was the co-star of Billy Jack films.
Yeah, but I think they were also.
Oh, she just died this year at 85.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right, this isn't the fun part.
No, the fun part is still coming.
It was supposed to be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry I brought it up.
That's all right. That's all right. So today, September 25th, is the day that we're supposed to celebrate this. And I don't know if they're doing this at all on radio. They've got other things to worry about. But let us celebrate it for just a little bit. How about this? I'll tell you the name of the song, see if you guys can supply the band.
How about the other way around? Well,
I think that's the easier way. All right. The song was Tainted Love.
Who Soft sang? Cell.
Soft Cell, Wendy. Absolutely right. Remember
that
song,
Judy? Is this a contest?
No. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, Judy does not do well with contests.
You'll know some of these.
Well. Oh, that hurts.
They had a minor number two hit, didn't they? They covered Where Did Our Love Go?
They
baby,
did. Is that theirs?
Baby, where did our love go?
I think that's part of the song Tainted Love.
I guess the album version.
Yeah. I'm going to wait for the song that Hutch sang.
Oh. Don't give up on us, baby.
Yeah. David Soul.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. This is one of my favorite videos of all time. The song was Take On Me, and it was sung by?
It was cartoony. That's why you liked it.
Yeah.
And it's been featured in something because my teenage boys know that song.
Family Guy.
Oh.
They did a parody of it on Family Guy.
Yeah.
Just sing
Very
me a bar.
Funny.
How does that song go?
I can't make my voice go high enough.
See, I wish we had all these ready.
Walking away, dee 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 dee.
Walking away.
Yeah, isn't that the first lyric? Walking away.
Yeah, but
today isn't my day to find you. Flying away, I'll be coming to your level.
Wow. Now I know why that was a one-hit wonder.
You are adorable.
They had a couple of other songs that were right around top 40.
Oh, okay.
This is actually sampled in other songs, too.
I don't know the names of a lot of songs.
No?
I know the songs, and so those are obviously.
Was the lead singer's name Pal? It's going to get very high in a second, Judy. Be ready.
I sang to this song at the end.
I love it.
You have to wear very tight pants.
What year? I know. I sang to this. 86? I danced to this song all the time.
86?
Yeah. Good.
Won six awards. Best new artist, best concept video, most experimental video, best direction, best special effects, viewer's choice.
Deserved all six. Deserved all six. The song was Come On Eileen, sung by?
Dexy's Midnight Run.
Yes.
Come On Eileen. This just made my week.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Doora, loora, yeah. Doora, loora. And then the fiddler went, come on, Eileen. Oh, I swear.
Judy, take it. Nope, not taking it.
That's a great song. To this day, I still love Aha. I like all those.
Those are all good, right? Every one of them. The song was My Sharona.
I know that one.
Sung by Jude.
I know this. Was it Cheap Trick?
No. Oh.
It was right around that time.
Rhymes with.
Hold on. With what?
The Knack.
Rhymes with the Knack.
The Crack.
No, it's actually the Knack. It is the Knack. That was the easiest clue in history.
Yeah.
All right. This, of course, here's the background on this. It was the first video shown on MTV. The song was Video Killed the Radio Star. The band was?
Buggles.
The Buggles. That was their only hit.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yep.
I love that song. I like all these.
In My Mind or In My Car? Was that the next lyric? In My Mind or In My Car, right? I think. Judy, I know you'll get this one.
Okay. David Cassidy.
No. Nope. Play That Funky Music. The band?
White Boy.
Yeah. I left that part out, so I didn't want to offend anybody.
Is it Sly and the Family Stone?
No. No. Oh,
play that fucking music.
Way after that, right?
Lay down and boogie and play that funky music till you die.
Woo! Oh, what a sad thought that is. The band was Wild Cherry.
Oh, I should have known that.
Only had one hit.
Should have known that.
Play that funky music. The reason, if you're just tuning in, it's National One Hit Wonder Day. The song was a phone number, 867-5309. The band was...
Jude? Tommy Two-Tone.
Tommy Two-Tone.
And what was the girl's name? Judy?
Judy?
No.
No. That's a good
Wait,
guess.
Wait, 8-6-7-9-3-0?
No, you just gave the wrong number out. People
I know.
Jenny, who can I turn to?
Yeah.
Did you ever try calling 867-5309?
Yeah, it got a busy signal.
Yeah.
Everyone else.
Trying.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll get this one. You'll know the song, but I doubt that you'll get who sang it. The song was Spirit in the Sky.
Norman Greenbaum.
Very nice.
Oh, man.
Doesn't that sound like the guy who does your taxes?
Fine. Yes, he is the guy who does my taxes.
Norman Greenbaum does my taxes, Jude. Are you leaving?
Who even knows this stuff?
Wendy, you know she's gotten this. Every one so far.
I know the songs, but the artists, that's crazy.
You gotta know them both.
You know, but oh yeah, this song was like one of the best songs ever. And I'm very mad that I didn't get Wild Cherry.
Oh, that's the one you didn't get,
yeah.
Right? You're 6 out of 7, though. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but I knew that one, and I'm ashamed of myself.
It was like the easy one. You didn't get the easy one.
Nice fuzz pedal.
Take it, Greenbaum.
And all these songs, wasn't this... On Guardians of the Galaxy.
This has been in a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
I just
several
heard this
movies.
Recently, yes.
Yeah.
What did I watch? Maybe it was Guardians.
I think it's in the movie Twilight Zone, too, I think.
It's a great song.
Twilight Zone also, I should say. But Norman Greenbaum does not sound like the name of a rock star.
Nope.
To me.
That was the name of the group?
The guy who sang it, yeah. Wendy, I know you get this one because we used to kid about this band all the time. The song is I'm Gonna Be, or in brackets, 500 Miles.
Jude, you know this one.
Yes, I do.
I will walk 500 miles and I will walk.
I always pictured, did you ever see Lord of the Rings? I pictured the the cast of Lord of the Rings singing this as they run
there. I have no idea.
The Proclaimers.
Proclaimers, absolutely right. Two brothers, right? Weren't they brothers?
Not sure.
No? I thought they were brothers. The song, Black Betty. The band?
Whoa, Black Betty, Ram Jam.
Yes, wow. Huh? Look at her.
I was a music jock for 20-some years. You're 9 out of 10, I think.
That's pretty good.
And these bands only had one hit.
Right.
Yeah, but they were hits.
But they played them. Every song I just mentioned got tons of
Black Betty had a child, Babylon, that thing gone wild.
Yeah, imagine that. Poor Betty.
I do love that song.
She just had a baby and the kid goes wild on her.
I want all these songs.
That's crazy.
I want all these records.
I know you'll get this one. This is, by the way, one of the first 45s I ever purchased. The song Kung Fu Fighting.
Everybody was a Kung Fu Fighting.
Those cats were fast as lightning.
Those cats, I can't think of
it. You know, it was a little bit frightening. There was what were the guys' names in the song? There was little Billy Chin and little Sammy Wong or something like that. He fought the big boss. Let's get it on. Oh, those lyrics were magical.
Kung Fu Fight. I'm not going to look because I was going to look for the lyrics. Carl. Am I right?
Yeah.
Come on, Douglas. You can get
it. Carl Douglas.
Oh, my gosh.
Very nice.
Yep,
very
there it is.
Impressive.
But
I was
going to
help you with Carl Schurz, but that would have thrown you off.
Carl Spackler.
No, there was Funky Billy Chin and Little Sammy Chung.
Oh, Little Sammy Chung, not Sammy Wong.
Yeah. He said, here comes the big boss. Let's get it on. We took a bow and made a stand.
Now we're singing with the band.
Started swinging with the band.
Swinging with the band.
The sudden motion made me skip.
Now I'm into a brand new trip. Right?
Yes.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. What a happy time that was.
Why are all the one-hit wonders during our era?
Oh, no. They're still going on today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's nonstop. You'll always have that.
I don't know how many one-hit wonders are available now.
Yeah, like in the past 10 years. What's a one-hit wonder in the past 10 years?
We'll explore that tomorrow.
You know that guy Gaudier? Remember that song? What was the name of the song he sang? Like in the video, he was part of the wall, then he moved away from the wall, and you go, oh, he's not a wall, he's a real guy. Jazz, look up
Somebody I used to know.
You did?
Could you play somebody that I used to know?
So that's a guy who, like, he shows up and everybody goes, how about this guy? This guy's going to be huge. And then it's one and out.
Tiptoes. Beep.
Yep.
Beep. Gaudier is tiptoeing on Goethe. Making it local.
I think you saw a different video than I saw.
Now I think of when we were together.
I like this.
But when did this come out?
4 years ago?
Oh. 2011.
Oh, 2011? Wow. I was on that airplane from Manifest. I was missing for 5 years.
Maybe it was...
Was it 2011?
Well, that's when this was published, July 5th, 2011.
Wow. But there's an example of a guy you go, oh, man, this guy's going to be around for a while.
I'll bet you he has more songs than Pete Zimmerman would know. Because he follows music a lot more closely than we do. Jazz, did he have a follow-up?
I don't think so.
Not that I recall, no.
I don't think so. How about Corinne Bailey Ray, who like all of a sudden like showed up and everybody goes, oh, we finally have a new voice, and then just won it out.
Who is that?
Corinne
just
Bailey.
Just like a star.
Jasmine, that was stunning, by the way.
Just like the star?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Corinne Baby Ray. Bailey Ray. Baby Ray is her child.
You're thinking of the ribs.
I'm thinking of the barbecue sauce. But they also have one-hit wonders in the barbecue sauce world, Jude. Don't tease yourself.
They do. They do.
Yeah.
Wasn't this worth staying for?
Yeah.
Told you.
Corinne Bailey Ray.
Yeah. The song Jasmine sang. Was that called Just Like the Star?
Just Like a Star.
Just Like a Star.
Well, she's got a bunch of songs.
Did she? What else did she
sing? Then to the Moon, Do You Ever Think of Me?
Oh, I don't know that song.
I don't know any of these. Put Your Records On, Like a Star, Trouble Sleeping.
Listen how pretty this is. I'm going to cry because this makes me sad.
Which one is this?
Just Like a Star.
This is very pretty.
Sounds like
blowing out my mind.
Judas Priest.
You got this look on.
I feel like there are so many good singers.
Listen to how beautiful.
Kind of Nora Jonesy to me.
Oh, very Nora Jones. I would argue better than Nora Jones. This is stunning.
This is breathier than Nora Jones.
This is so pretty. And in real life, this is sad. Her husband died of a drug overdose, and she just needed to regroup, and then just didn't show up after that. I'm sure she's still out there somewhere performing, I hope, but that asteroid she was riding to stardom just kind of faded away when her husband died.
That's sad.
I told you this would be fun, Jude.
Yeah,
you didn't
wow.
believe me.
I'm sorry, I felt sad.
You have a way of bringing this one-hit yeah. wonder day down.
I'm making this a very...
Plus,
very
this wasn't a one-hit wonder.
Well, no. I guess in retrospect, no. But now here's another band. I didn't think this was a one-hit wonder band, but maybe it is. The song was Always Something There to Remind Me.
Naked Eyes.
Naked Eyes. Did they only have one hit? That was it?
No. Well,
they had more than one, didn't they?
If you're talking number one hits?
No. It's like top 40. Not just
but I mean,
one.
I wonder if the parameters are the number one. It would have been a number one hit, and they never had another one.
Promises.
That
I
was
think
Naked
that
Eyes.
Was more. I think that went higher
that
on the
was,
charts.
That was great. Yeah. All right. Here's another one. See if you can remember who sang this. I Melt With You.
Modern English.
Yeah. What movie was it featured prominently in?
That was Pretty in Pink.
No.
With Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Valley Girl.
Yes.
This was my era.
Here's the sad thing about Valley Girl. The soundtrack to Valley Girl was fantastic, and they couldn't release it when the movie came out because some of the people, they didn't sign the right deal, so they couldn't release the soundtrack album. But then about 10 or 12 years later, finally the album came out.
I was waiting.
Oh, it was so good.
At Corvettes for it to come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that'd be the place to get it, at Corvettes. What was, there was a band in there, they sang a song called I Might Like You Better If We Slept Together. Do you remember
Romeo
that?
Void.
Romeo
is the
Void.
Name of the band.
That's them.
I might like you better if we slept together.
But there's something
that's
in your eyes that says maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, that was really good.
You like that is a hard
like
song for you,
that
man.
Was, yeah. That was good stuff. All right, here's one I know you'll get. 99 Luftballons.
Nana.
And of course the American version.
99
Red Balloons. A lot of radio stations at the time played both versions. They would not at the same time or not next to each other, but like 1 hour you'd get the German version, the other hour you'd get the American version.
I just like that she said Captain Kirk in there.
Captain Kirk, she would say. Everyone a superhero, everyone a Captain Kirk. Because she was doing it phonetically. Like, she was German.
See, this is like the total cute side of Bill when he goes back to, like, his...
This is behind the music. This is my VH1 behind the music, too.
Were you a DJ, too, Bill?
Not really.
Okay.
Well, not on the radio.
No, well, not at parties. No, he was saying,
where else
could you play? Could you play your Hall & Oates songs? We're having a party.
When we first started together... It was complete talk show, but then we went to Q101 and they made us play 10 songs an hour.
Yeah, it's a lot of music.
Oh, wow.
We hated that.
I have to say, it was music I didn't like at all at first, but
and
then it really
grew
on
like
me.
It.
And
well,
I,
what year was it?
95 to 97,
yeah,
roughly.
Yeah, yeah,
ballpark.
Yeah, yeah. There was good stuff in there.
It was good.
Who sang The Boys Are Back in Town?
Ben Lizzie.
Yes. That made that one too easy for you.
That was Thin Lizzy's
from Ireland.
Only...
That was their
See,
only
that's,
hit.
That's shocking to me.
No.
Their only big hit?
No.
It has
really?
To be the only number one. That's what one hit wonder means.
I don't
number
know how
one.
This works, but they had several... The Boys Are Back in Town, the Cowboy Song. You know this song.
It's the Cowboy Song.
You know it.
Turkey
and
the Straw?
Had, no.
Rhinestone Cowboy?
Yeah. Now that's music.
I guess maybe that was their biggest hit.
I know who sang that. Why don't you ask me those kind of questions?
Glenn Campbell.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll give you credit on that one.
What song did Glenn Campbell sing?
Rhinestone Cowboy.
See, you're good at this.
Yeah.
Let's see if you know this song.
All right.
Come on, play.
I am just a cowboy.
Let me kick it in. Jailbreak was a big hit for them, too.
I don't think I know Jailbreak.
Yes, you do.
Do
it's
I?
Thin Lizzy?
I don't know that. Yeah,
wow.
That. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Jailbreak?
No, the cowboy song.
Oh, maybe not. But Jailbreak.
Was it played on top 40 stations or just on country stations?
No, it was played on. It was a deep cut, so yeah. Maybe it wasn't. But Jailbreak, Thin Lizzy. They're from Ireland.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I didn't pick any of that up in that last song, in that cowboy song. Are there Irish cowboys, Wendy?
Are there Thin Lizzies?
I don't know what that means. You know this song. They played it all the time. Tonight's... Here, let me click it in.
It sounds like a song that I was at a dance.
No, that,
and they
it was a
at.
Big hit.
That what yeah, you just heard there?
Yeah, Jailbreak.
They
right?
had more than one hit, right?
They did. They totally did.
I'm crossing
Phil Lynott, I believe, is the lead singer. Oh. Well, passed away, but love his voice.
Oh.
I can't get this to play.
Wasn't it like Tonight's the Night or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know that
yeah,
song.
Yeah, you know that one. That was a big Tonight's one. Night, I mean, Thin Lizzy right. just, I feel like they had so many hits.
According to this, they're a one-hit
one,
wonder.
One-hit wonder.
Very upsetting. This is a one-hit wonder. The song was Mickey. The singer was?
Tony Basil.
Basil. Safety Dance?
Basil. Men Without Hats.
Yep. You Spin Me Round Like a Record?
That is Dead or Alive.
Yes. You're 16-1, by the way. It's pretty good. You're like the Max Scherzer of 1990s music.
This is my time.
Yep.
We and I'm Bill an idiot. Savant, but
that's
yeah.
that's
today,
the name of
the idiot,
show.
You're the savant.
The idiot savant
the tower.
Savant,
the and the news girl.
Turning Japanese.
The vapors.
Yeah. And Jude, a quick explanation on why that song title?
Turning Japanese?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I really think so. It's supposed to be involving what somebody does.
Self-pleasuring yourself.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. It's a euphemism.
That
it's
was a
metaphor.
Really big song when I was in college.
Yep. Tub Thumping.
Chumbawamba.
Yep.
All right, that's you know,
when
that's
we
it.
Play. You're leaving a Chumbawamba?
I get up again.
I'm so
Judy.
Astounded, I can't even stay anymore.
17 out of 18 for Wendy. That's impressive. That's pretty good.
She'll get every single one of them. How many are there, 100?
Yeah.
We are going to run out of
time.
This
is one of my all-time favorite songs, Brandy.
Looking Glass.
Yeah.
You're a fine girl.
In the
what
summertime.
A good wife, you would be such a fine girl.
Because my life, my love, and my lady...
Is the sea.
Although I thought it was is high sea when I was a kid.
So do you guys remember Link Hampton?
Yeah.
He was on the Trooper Link. Yeah. So yes. Trooper Link and a couple people from here went out to a bar way back when on Spike Show.
Yeah.
And sang that. It was when karaoke first started. And someone recorded it. Oh my God, we played it
was
for
it great?
Years. Yeah. And that so now every time I hear that song I think of them. Because Trooper Link with his deep voice and then this guy Chris Bly, who was a sales guy, he actually was in the news department first, was doing the
Such a fire!
Oh yeah in the background. It was
That's funny.
Hilarious. Maybe I could find this.
You stayed.
Aren't I stayed, thank you.
Aren't you glad you stayed?
No, I'm not.
All right.
No.
Very honest. We'll take a quick break and then close things off. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. This show is over.
Aw. Did you hear Jason Benetti's little White Sox Minute that he did a total tribute to Hawk?
I didn't hear it.
Run on the station. Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
I didn't get to hear it.
A lot of his calls and sayings were worked into it. It was really sweet.
There was one... All right, yesterday at the beginning of the show, we talked about Ken Harrelson retiring, and we went through a litany of his sayings, his phrases. And then yesterday on my way home, I thought of one, like a major one, and I can't think of what it is now that we left off the list. I'll think of it tomorrow.
We said you could put it on the board, yes?
Yeah, that was on there.
Can of corn,
I thought
mercy,
we did all of them.
Stretch.
Kansas City Special, Stretch. One guy, one place, one time, right now, or something like that. There was one more that I thought, oh, he does that one every game. And we didn't say it. I don't remember what it was.
Call each and every one of the listeners
tonight. I will
tonight
do that.
When you think of it.
Expect a call from me, everybody, because I'm calling you when I think of it. All right, that's it for today. Tomorrow, Wednesday, the middle of the week, should be fun.
Already Wednesday
it's
tomorrow.
Already, yeah, we're almost halfway there already.
I like it.
Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.